Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Victory that overcame the world.
Victory that overcame the world. Glory Amen. To God. Love, the love of God, the gateway to success.
Yes.
The power of God released, the compassion being the motive of God, two covenants of love, first in the blood of animals, then the blood of a man through circumcision, then the blood of God that fixed it.
Amen.
And all of the marvelous psalms and that it's just words that deliver and make people free. And Jesus said it very plainly, you continue in my word and you will know the truth. And the truth, some people say set you free. No, that isn't what he said. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Free, yeah.
Make.
Right.
You just can't keep from being free, but you have to be free with faith.
The Apostle John taught us who that truth is.
Yes, he did.
Jesus, full of grace and truth, and the disciple whom the Lord loved. The thing, and I don't want to say this is, I don't know the right words to say it. I don't want to say it broke the Lord's heart, but when he lost this mankind, and we always talk about we fell. I don't like that word anymore, that we fell. We broke it.
Yes.
He gave it to us. He gave us a gift. We broke it. And so from then on, we had broken people. And God would call broken people to minister love to more broken people to unbreak them. And finally, Jesus came to unbreak the whole thing, put us right back on the place that we're supposed to be. But God will call people in Scripture to minister to
people. And the God of all love,
yes,
so patient that thousands of years went by. He's so intricate, and it had to be exactly right. Mm-hmm. He had to use the word of the prophets to control the environment. And Micah spoke about one who would be born in Bethlehem.
Yes.
And 715 years later, it came to pass exactly on time. So those words controlled armies, controlled situation, controls nations. And all of a sudden, for the first time, Caesar decided we're going to tax people.
And I want them to go to their hometown.
Yeah.
And that puts Joseph back in Bethlehem.
Yes, it does.
So that he can be born yes. that night.
Yeah.
Listen, he is so meticulous in lining everything up.
Oh, yes.
That's his love.
It is.
And if he's that meticulous and he's not a respecter of persons, whatever he's called you to do, it's going to happen. It has to happen.
Yes.
You just got to keep yourself in the atmosphere of that. Saying the right things.
Oh, yes.
Because it has to happen. That's the success part of this.
So when you finally learn that
mm-hmm.
and you realize that it has to happen and faith begins to believe it is inevitable that it will happen. And sometimes things that are drawn out a long time, I've experienced some of them.
Yeah.
Well, why did it take so long? Well, there's a lot of elements involved right. and a lot of things I had to learn over the years. I had to learn that believing for finances was different from believing anything else because I can't do it by myself.
Right. Right.
I can't give by myself.
Shall men give?
Yeah.
Unto you.
So anyway.
You talked about the knowledge of that truth. and making us free. Our goal as followers of Jesus isn't to debate and argue doctrine about who's right and wrong. It's to have a knowledge of Him and do His works. We get too many people nowadays that want to argue and fight over who's right and who's wrong. It's better to be happy than to be right.
Can you receive and collect with your mind and your heart of God thanking you or praising you? Jesus said, if you only call the ones that you love, what thank have you? He would say, I can't thank you for that. Mm. But now you call the lame and the halt and the blind and so forth. when you know good and well they don't have enough money. And I had the Lord say that to me. He said, you need to teach children and you need to spend time in prisons. Mm-mm. Even though they don't have any money. And He said, I thank you for going there. And then it says, when the time comes, He's going to straighten all of our doctrine out.
Right.
And then He'll praise us.
Wow.
Why? We fought the fight.
Yes.
And didn't quit.
Yeah. There's only one way to speak truth, and that's in love.
In love.
Because if you do it any other way, I'll say it this way. My grandfather used to say it a certain way. If you can't speak the truth in love, keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
You'll do more good if you learn to just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, the vocabulary of silence.
Yes, sir.
I said that to Jerry Savelle one time. Oh, anyway. Let's go to the fifth chapter of the book of Mark. I said to him, I said, Jerry, the shadow of a dog never bit anybody. What?
Yeah.
And he caught me at a time when I was thinking about walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Well, the shadow of a dog never bit anybody. It's the fear of the shadow of the dog. You see this shadow of this dog, and it's huge, and you find out the little old dog wasn't any bigger than that teacup. And well, today it's lemon juice. But anyway, little old dog, but the shadow, he looked this big. The shadow.
No boxer has ever been knocked out shadow boxing.
No. Unless he hit himself.
Right. But we got people that are shadow boxing.
Yes.
And they're wearing themselves out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Fifth chapter, Mark. Are you there?
I'm there.
Oh, this powerful chapter. Great faith chapter. Verse 1, they came over unto the other side of the sea, or to the other side of the Galilee, the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Now, if you study the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul lays all this out, where put on the whole armor of God, that you may stand, just having done all to stand. We don't fight flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. Rulers of the darkness of this world.
Right.
And wicked spirits in the heavens. One spirit is the one that possesses people. Spirit, soul, and body. With an unclean spirit. He was a cutter. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For Jesus had said to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. He asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Now that's from 3,000 to 6,000 devils.
Wow.
But this man, this devil, was the boss. He possessed him. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of that country. This gives us an insight into why we don't see any more real demon-possessed people in this country than we do. Because this is a country of freedom. based on freedom, covenanted with God. And God doesn't turn that loose at all. And the devil knows it. That's the reason he pushes so hard and so just as strong as he can to get demon-possessed people in the streets killing people. Anyway, now, there was nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, a great herd. All the devils besought him. Now, the people heard this man when he said what he said, because it came out of his mouth. They only, Jesus, heard all those devils. The people didn't hear that. All the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Now, any spirit being, let's start with the Spirit of God. He does not have full expression in the earth unless someone allows him to come in.
That's true. That's good.
He still does not have full expression through that person until that person will allow him to come on them and speak in other tongues or speak a language that they did not learn. Then that opens the door to the supernatural. Now, this all has to do with love and compassion. Now here, these devils would take anything. I mean, they'd take a pig, anything. Because Jesus said, if not, they're going to go into a dry place seeking rest and find none. Well, why? Because they don't have a person. They don't have a human being. The human being is the most important thing on ever created by God.
Given authority.
Yes. Now notice it. Forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, into that lake. There were about 2,000 and were choked or drowned in the sea. That gives you an idea of the spiritual capacity of a human being. 1,000, 2,000, 2,100 devils. And they still couldn't stop this man from worshiping Jesus.
My.
The devil himself can't stop it. Isn't that good? He saw him afar off and ran and worshiped him. Now, he's a cutter. He's got scars. He's nasty. He doesn't have any clothes. This man is a mess. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. When they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, see, it didn't say devils, was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to your friends. Tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Mm. Now, my question is, where did they get the clothes?
Well, they had to bring them.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Which means
Jesus prepared before he went over there.
My. Yes.
Now, faith always prepares. The love of God always prepares before it goes. It is ready for the results, even if they don't happen right at that moment. Mm-hmm. Do you have some a loved one somewhere that's incarcerated? I know of this. We had testimonies of this. The woman that I'm thinking about set a place for her son.
Amen.
She set a place for him. And she would sit there and talk to him. He's in prison. But she talked to him there at the table. And then, and when she cleaned up, she went so far, if I remember this thing right, I'm sure she did, she went so far as to wash those clean dishes. And she just kept on and just kept on and kept on. And that young man came home. He came home born again and filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
She prepared it for him.
This reminds me of something that happened at Kenneth Copeland Bible College last year. Now it all makes sense to me. I'm teaching a class, Old Testament, First Testament, and just teaching away. And I looked down at this girl that was always sits right here. That's her assigned seat. She's got a boot on her ankle, on her foot. And I don't know why I did this. I don't normally do that. What are you doing? What'd you do? What's wrong with your foot? And she says, oh, well, I'm going to be healed today. I said, well, that's good. And I heard in my spirit, well, now is today.
Yeah, today.
And well, it is. Now is today. And I looked at her and I said, well, now is today. And I said, when today? She goes, well, now. I said, okay. And reach your hand out to her. And just in the name of Jesus, be made whole. That's all I could think to say. All of a sudden, she jumped and pulled that boot off. Now, here's the thing. She brought her other shoe with her.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So she's doing exactly...
That's what she did.
Exactly that.
And you can just see Jesus. All right, now, boys. Now, a minute, let me tell you something. We're going to go over here.
Here's what's about to happen.
And go get him some clothes. We're going to take him some new clothes. We're going to... Hey, he's nasty. He's skin and bones. He doesn't eat. We're going to cover him. He's got those little marks on him, but they're going to be gone. But I'm calling him to preach. And a preacher ought to look
good.
Glory
to God.
And he gets back home to his friends. He ought to look good.
Yeah.
Because they're going to say, where have you been? Where did you get those clothes? The first thing they're going to see is his clothes.
Yeah, right.
Not the ugly, because he's going to be cleaned up and in his right mind.
Yes.
He's going to look good.
Called him in the ministry, changes the whole region.
Changes the whole region thereabout.
And love did that.
So love did that. And if that's not an apostle, I don't know what an apostle is. He sent him home.
No, he just sent one.
Yeah, he's a sent
And that's the Gadarenes. That's the Decapolis. It's a place where the Gentiles primarily lived in the first century. There are Jews there, but primarily it's Gentiles. They're the Greeks. And so there's Hellenistic Jews. Matter of fact, later in his ministry, they'll come to the disciples and say, the Greeks seek thee. I guarantee it was from this guy.
I hadn't thought about that.
It was from this guy.
It's from him.
It had to have been.
And they said, we would see this Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot about, well, I want to see him. I want to see this guy.
I want to see the guy that killed the pigs and did the,
Yeah. I want to see the guy that put such good-looking clothes on my friend.
Absolutely right. Absolutely true. Yeah. Absolutely true. And they'd heard of him. How'd they hear of him? That guy right there. And loved
him. And he got home and Mrs. Legion said, where have you been? Where did you get those good-looking clothes? Who got you those clothes? Let me tell you about this man named Jesus.
Yes. And news of him then spread abroad everywhere. And when they had heard of Jesus, well, the woman right behind it, as we always call her, the woman with the issue of blood, right behind it, when she had heard of Jesus. I'm telling you, word got around that lake.
Well, he lived just across the lake.
Sure.
He was going home. He just went from over there. He got that job done. So he's going back over. He's going home. He lived in Capernaum.
Right.
And so he's just going home. Well, they had all the spies out. Well, here he come. Here he come.
Right. And they were set up. Jairus' daughter, this woman, they're all doing that because news of him was spread about. Not that Jesus wanted them talking about himself. He always pointed to the Father.
Yeah.
And that's a pitfall you got to watch out for. You don't share the gold, the girls, the glory, Brother Hagin used to say. The glory all belongs to him.
Yes, it does.
in all of these things. Because
when I was talking yesterday and the day before about being able to buy nice things for Gloria. And last night when we were talking about just this, God is so good. He's just so good. And this is not the only time. I mean, we do this almost every night. And she'll just start talking about things. Look, think about this. Oh, Kenneth, think about this. Think about this house we live in. Oh, Kenneth, think about that mess we lived in when we first got started here. And you just start talking about the goodness of God. And then she'll invariably say, He will do this for anyone that will allow it.
Yes. Yeah. You know what she's doing? To walk by faith simply means that your heart has been established in His goodness and in His love, and you can trust Him.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you will talk His love and His goodness. You'll pray His love and goodness. I mean, it just becomes part of you. It's your environment.
And I made so many.
And that's what she's done. That's what she's doing.
So many stupid things. It cost me. Caused me a lot of pain, and physically, it's because I was too busy to obey God. But I'm pain free.
Absolutely right.
And there, and you know, I remember all that pain, but it's kind of like a bad dream. It was terrible when it was going on. But I used to be way overweight. Thank God I'm not anymore.
Right. Right. But love did that.
Love
even
did that.
When you didn't act right, love acted right towards
yes,
you.
Yes, He did. And He just stayed with me.
And He's faithful. And it was all a matter of learning to trust Him. And here's the hardest thing for Greg, because I have to know the answers to things. That's just the way I am. And that's fine. But trust requires unanswered questions. Lord, you won't tell me the answer, but I trust you.
I trust you. Yes, I do.
I trust you.
I trust your will. I trust your... I came to that place where I made a conscious decision. And I just stood before Him at attention as a soldier in the army of the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm a soldier. I am yours to command. Mm-hmm. I'm yours to command. It is no longer my will and your will. You command me from your word. You command me. Your will is my will. I'll have no other will.
Yes.
But I bow my knee to my King. Praise God.
Amen.
And here we are out of time.
You'll know my disciples, they love one another.
That's it. Has this been good?
Yes, it has.
I've learned things.
Me too.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, Jeremy. We love you, boy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. You know, when you and I are walking in God's love, keeping ourselves in that environment of faith, whatever He's called us to do, whatever He's called you to do, it will happen. Because God's love will prepare you ahead of time to be ready for His results.
Start the new year with victory like never before. This special 4-day meeting with Kenneth Copeland begins December 31st and runs through January 3rd.
You have the greatest coming year that you have ever had in all of your life. Because 2022 is going to see some things happen that you know should have come to pass a long time ago.
Get laser focused on the uncompromising Word of God with Victory First right here at Eagle Mountain International Church, starting December 31st at 7 p.m.
There's nothing like music to put you in the Christmas spirit. Center your heart and thoughts on the gift of Jesus Christ and invite His joy into your holiday season. Presenting the 25 Songs of Christmas, a musical celebration of the season, December 1st through 25th. As you sing along with Kenneth Copeland and other artists, read the day's devotion, and unwrap your digital gift, your heart will be filled with the true joy and peace that Christmas brings. Visit kcm.org/25songs to sign up today.
Every Friday is offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and I want to read to you again from Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. You may wonder, why do we read this verse every week? Well, this is the word of the Lord that came to Brother Copeland years ago concerning every offering here on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And let me read it to you, and you'll know why. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." You know, the scripture said there, do not be deceived. I like to say it like this. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself thinking that you can receive something you didn't sow. Or don't kid yourself thinking you can receive something other than what you did sow. And that's why these scriptures talk to us about the difference between sowing to the spirit and sowing to the flesh. And when you hear the word like you have today, like you have all this week, and like many of you have for years now, as you've faithfully tuned into this broadcast, it's a good thing to hear this word. It's a good thing to receive it and get excited about it and put it into practice. But the end of that cycle doesn't just stop with you getting excited. It takes another step. And that's when you go before the Lord and say, how do I respond to the word that I've heard? How do I share in all good things with the one who's taught me? And if you'll listen over and over again, the Spirit of God, who is that Spirit of love, will lead us into sowing financially into the word that we've heard. Because what you are saying is, Lord, I don't want this to stop with me. I want somebody else to hear it. And when you make that kind of decision, you become a partner. And we are so thankful for the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Many of you watching, you are partners with this ministry, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have seen firsthand how your partnership and that step of obedience to sow in faith and sow in love has opened up the windows of heaven above you, how it's given God access to your life, your family, and your finances, and you've seen it. You've seen how your giving has helped people all over the world receive the good news of Jesus. People from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And everything that is sent out from KCM is the result of, number one, the faithfulness of God, and number two, the faithfulness of the partners of this ministry. Now, for more than 50 years, the word has been preached, and now generations of families have heard the life-changing power that is in the word of God. I'm telling you, lives have been touched, and they have been changed forever. And as you sow today and in the days to come, you are partnering with the ministry that's called to preach faith, called to teach faith, and specializes in that. And so the same thing going on in this house can be going on in your house as well. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people today. We receive it and call them blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only.